I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey guys, welcome to or welcome back to the Retreat Leaders Podcast. Today is extra special. Like this shit is going down in history special. I am so excited. As you know, this is coming out on a different day of the week than my podcast normally does. Like everything about this is so special and different. And that is because I have two incredible women here on the show today, and we are going to announce something ridiculous. And so get ready and welcome Erin Haig and Allison K. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yay. Hello, hello, hello.
I am like stupid excited about this. Like I have like little butterflies in my stomach, y'all, because I cannot wait to announce this. We've dropped tiny little hints here and there, but today is the day that we're officially announcing something that we have been working on. Oh my gosh.
A couple months.
Yeah, two or three months
more
at least.
Than that.
Once this comes out today, it's going to be like 4 or 5 months, I think, that we've been talking about it and working on it.
The seed was planted back in May 2025 in Champagne, France. So if you're going to plant a seed anywhere, plant it in Champagne.
Right.
The soil is very rich there.
Rich.
I love it. Yeah,
right.
that's a great transition, Erin. Like how we met. So we met on Erin's retreat. Erin, I'll let you just kind of tell the story.
Okay. Well, we all met online before that. We've all been in each other's worlds for a while. And I'll just say from my perspective, you guys can all share yours. You know, you get connected with people who you kind of, how you call competitors, and you're like, or you're doing similar things and you follow them and you're like, what are they doing? And when I connected with both of you, it was like, oh, I really like what they're doing. Oh, yes, they're actually doing it the right way. And I was like nodding my head profusely at everything that you guys were sharing because it was so in alignment with what I preach and what I teach. And so I was just like, okay, I need these two in my corner and I got to get them on my retreat in Champagne, France so we can be in person together. That's my perspective. And I would not let you guys say no to coming.
You wouldn't. I'll second that. I think I probably had a message from you every week in my Facebook Messenger. It started out as just, hey, what do you think about joining me? And then they turned into voice messages where you were like, I know you're tired of hearing from me, but, and I was like, you know, and every time I got a message, I was like, damn, I need to look at this. I need to look at this. I need to look at this.
Allison, I love that. Yeah, Erin, that's exactly what happened. And you were on my podcast, but here's what I want to share. I've been in the industry for a long time, and Allison, I know you have too. And Erin, you've been in business a long time, but you yourself will say you've only been in the retreat business, like the retreat business for a couple of years. A handful of years. And honestly, for probably COVID after, I've just had my head in the sand and just doing my own thing and not paying attention to what's going on in the retreat industry. And I'll be honest, it's because I fucking hate it. Like the verbiage that's used and the language that's used and the scarcity mindset and just, I don't play that game. Anybody who knows me knows I don't play that game. And so I just was like, I'm not even paying attention. I'm done. I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. And that's it. And it's a very lonely place to be, by the way. And all of a sudden, some chick named Erin starts talking about profit and business and how this is a business. And I was like, ooh, wait a minute. Who's saying these things? Who is this chick? And so that's kind of how I got connected and started to be attracted to be honest with you, Erin, your messaging. And so it was more like somebody else in this space knows that this is a business. It's not woo-woo, frou-frou, you know, whatever comes to me bullshit. It's literally like we're going to treat this as a business.
Yeah, and I think for me, it was seeing that somebody else was taking this seriously because I know a lot of people doing retreats is like getaways and girls' weekends. And not that anything's wrong with any of that.
But it's so frustrating to me to, from a business perspective, to see that, because it just devalues not just the concept, but like how powerful this can actually be when you do it right and you add it to your business. And so when that's always kind of in my lane, I've always been a little on the snarky side. Most people that know me, you guys know this. I don't beat around the bush. I'm very direct. I just think that there's no room for that in the world. We have to just be upfront with where we are. And so when I see people, retreat leaders, talking about it's going to be fun, this is a fun getaway and whatever, and I'm like, yeah, that's all good, but nothing about you changes when you do that. Yeah. And so when I started seeing Erin talking about the same kind of thing, I was like, yeah, finally somebody else who gets it.
Yeah. So I came onto the scene because I have a separate business where I coach businesses in pricing and profitability strategies. And I help businesses reach their first seven-figure year, but like reach their first seven-figure year while paying the owner multiple six figures and having a minimum 30% profit margin. So I come from this very, like, how do you grow a profitable business? Mm-hmm. And then when I fell into, I'm just going to call it falling into the retreat industry just organically, it was not my intention. I just went into it like I run any other business. Mm-hmm. And then I started seeing like all these people are running retreats and they're not running them like businesses. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm confused. Wait a minute, what's going on here? So I think I came onto the scene as an accidental disruptor, just because the concept of doing anything in business without being profitable, I was like, make it make sense. I don't get it. Wait, is this an alternate universe that I'm like accidentally stepped into? And then I realized, holy crap, people don't run these like businesses. And then I felt like the outsider. And finally, I see you guys and I'm like, oh, there are actual real business people out there doing this mm-hmm. too, you know? And I think maybe selfishly, I was like, I need them. I need them. I can't be alone over here.
Yeah. Well, you do start to wonder when you see just so many people presenting it as, you know, you shouldn't be making a lot of money. Don't overprice. That's the other thing that we're seeing a lot now, right? And, you know, it doesn't look any different than a vacation. And I'm all for taking a vacation. But I'm like, if you're going to really work hard and make this part of your brand identity and what you do, you should be able to make money doing it.
Yeah. And I mean, I come from the health and wellness space. I owned a brick and mortar Pilates and yoga studio. And I have worked with business owners in the wellness space for years. My entire mm-hmm. career has been in the health and wellness space. But I was in the health and wellness space in like very profitable sectors. Like you had a studio and it needed to be profitable. Duh. I like worked for a chain of weight loss centers and we helped people. We were on a mission to like help people lose weight and get healthier, but we also had to be profitable. Like there was never this reality where it was you either impact your clients or you have an income. It was just kind of like, well, yeah, duh, they both happen at the same time. And so when I fell into this retreat space, I was like, I'm so confused. Wait a minute. Why are we picking and choosing? You can have both.
You can have both.
Erin, money is evil. Don't you know that?
If that's the case, girl and the devil.
I jest, you guys, but truthfully, Erin, Allison, and I share on a daily basis comments and posts of people with such a scarcity mindset when it comes to money and profit in this industry. And it just blows our mind because they are not separate. Profit and money is not separate from impact in serving and transformation. They are not separate. They feed each other. And you truthfully can't have one without the other. You won't.
And without profit, you can't grow. You can't add new things. You can't give more people opportunities. So it's not this evil thing that a lot of people think it is.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I something that's interesting is I think too many people believe that retreats belong to the wellness and the spiritual space, mm-hmm. and they don't. That is just a small segment of a larger industry. And like retreats exist outside of wellness and spirituality. They exist in corporate, they exist in business, they exist in special interests retreats. Like, there is such a huge market out there for all different types of retreats. But when you look at the health, wellness, and spiritual space, they think that they own it. And with whatever their, you know, false beliefs are about money and profit are, they then cast that false narrative over a greater industry. And what I love about what we're going to announce is we're actually here to serve and up-level the entire industry. And we want the health, wellness, and spiritual space to come along with us for this ride and to up-level as well. But we're really here for the industry at large that includes a place at the table for everyone in the retreat industry, regardless of the type of retreat that you host. And also, regardless of your gender or gender identity, like, we want everybody.
Yes.
I couldn't agree
more. Say, we're trying to raise the mindset of the whole industry, because when we do that, guess what? Everybody wins.
Yeah, everybody. The guests win. We win. The people we get to hire because we're profitable wins. It's just a win, 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 win all the way around. And so we all met in France, tying it back to we met in France. We just collaborated so incredibly well together. The energy alignment is so incredibly beautiful. And so we were like, let's just jump on a call when we get back from France and chat. Well, that turned into something powerful almost from the minute we all got on that first call. And that is something that we are launching today. And it is called the Retreat Industry Forum, which will be a three-day gathering in Colorado where we are going to help you get your business not just next level, because that just, it's like we're taking it from a hobby, a break even or lose money situation.
Passion project
to a fucking business that is profitable, that is sustainable. And we are going to do that with you May 14th through 17th in Colorado. We have a wait list that is starting today. Erin, do you want to tell us about the wait list?
Okay. So today is October 15th. And our interest list for the Retreat Industry Forum is opening today. You have the next 10 days to add yourself to this interest list, which closes on October 25th. So 10 days from today to get on. You want to get on this interest list because on October 26th, the people on the interest list get exclusive access to our VIP tickets, which you're going to want to get. And there are only a handful of those available. You will then have 1 week to secure your VIP ticket, at which point on November 1st, all tickets open to the general public. And so you absolutely want to get yourself on the interest list. When you do, you'll receive more information and details about the mission of the Retreat Industry Forum, what you can expect when you attend. There will be opportunities for sponsorships. There will also be opportunities for vendors. So if you are in the industry and you want to put your business in the forefront of hundreds of industry leaders, you want to become a vendor and have a booth. So get on the interest list so that you get all of the information.
And just so you guys know, Erin, Allison, and I, for this forum, we are literally peeling back the curtains and sharing our, like, really tried and true strategies and processes that we use, that all three of us use to do selling, marketing, strategy, logistics, legalities. Every single aspect of building your retreat business, we're peeling back the curtains and showing you. And between the three of us, we have sold out and profited, which, by the way, there's a difference between selling out a retreat, but selling out and profiting, or even just profiting in general. So we'll just call it profiting from retreats. Over 150 retreats between the three of us, we have done this. We've done this for the last 15 years collectively. When I tell you that we're peeling back the curtains to show you the exact strategies over 3 days, that's exactly what we are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we are also bringing in some pretty heavy hitters from outside of the retreat industry, people who offer complimentary services and support, different types of knowledge, different types of technology, different things that those of us in the retreat industry really need to learn and lean into if we want to grow and scale our businesses and be here for the long haul.
Yes.
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 The information will be in the show notes, but you're going to want to go to retreatindustryforum.com. If you're interested in being a vendor, go there too, and you can send us a message or a sponsor, but you want to get on the list regardless.
Yes.
You want to be first on the list because Erin nailed it. We're only going to have a handful of VIPs because the VIPs actually get a bonus day and a complete bonus day with us. And we're going deep into each of their businesses. And so that's why the group has to be small in order for us to do that. So only a handful of VIPs. Get on the list. It's going to be May 14th through 17th in Colorado, retreatindustryforum.com. That's where you want to go. Anything else, ladies?
No, I mean, I'm excited and I love seeing how far this has come from that first in-person meeting to now, holy crap, guys, we're doing this. We're going to have some of the industry's like heaviest hitters. And I'm blown away. This is like,
this is what happens when you, just for people listening, when you have an idea, talk about it with people, talk about it with your circle, talk about it with people who get it, because this is why so many people come up with ideas and they never advance past that. And we didn't want to do that. I feel like right now, not only are retreats booming, but I feel like we're really at a point in the industry where we're going to sort of see a break off between the people who are really ready to go forward and roll with this and the people who are still over here spinning their wheels. And we don't want any of you listening to fall into that latter category. Come and spend time with us. Let us help you move forward with this in your own business.
Yeah.
I love that.
For those who are seasoned, like we're going to have people there who already have multi seven figure retreat businesses. Mm-hmm. This is really the industry forum that will happen year after year after year and grow and grow and grow. And we're looking for people to join us to be a part of this, really this movement to up level the entire industry. So if you are an aspiring retreat leader, if you own a like full-fledged multi-million dollar retreat company or venue, no matter what you do, chefs, photographers, coordinators, planners, body workers, like presenters, speakers, whatever it is that you offer and contribute to the retreat industry, this is the place to come and be with your colleagues.
Yes.
You know,
you got to get in the room.
There's just things that happen
when you're in the room. Right.
To both of your point, the whole reason this is even happening is because we got in the right room.
It's because we're in the room.
I mean, think about that. Yeah. So people who come to these types of spaces, you never know the collaboration that could happen from them. You never know what that could turn into. Because Allison and I decided to go and say yes to France, because Erin kept asking us, we got in the room. And
did you call it asking? Was it asking, or at some point was I begging? What was it?
It worked no matter what.
You know, it's like when I actually recorded an earlier episode back in May on my own show where I talked about my experience as a participant at your retreat. And one of the analogy that I used was that you were like the dog on the bottom of my pants leg. You know, just like you kept like pulling, you kept just coming and dragging, and I was like, okay, all right, I'm coming.
Well, it was a masterclass in outbound sales strategy.
Totally. 100%.
Yes, it was. But that when you're that passionate about something and you know someone needs to be there, which I promise you all three of us knows that if you're listening to this, especially if you're still listening to this, you need to be there.
Yeah.
We will bug the shit out of you, chew on your leg, pant, whatever you want to call it. Because we know you need to be in that room. And look what happens when you say yes to the right room. This is what happens. So, all right, guys, retreatindustryforum.com. It's going to be May 14th through 17th. Check your calendars now. Clear it out. Make sure that you can be there. Get on the list. We cannot wait to share more details with you.
Stay tuned.